Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. A deal on temporarily extending Bush-era tax cuts to everyone, not just the middle class, is apparently in sight. Meanwhile, a tough but non-binding proposal by the President's Deficit Commission comes up for a vote tomorrow. Among its recommendations, raising the retirement age, cutting Social Security benefits, doubling the gas tax. Seven Democrats and Republicans on the commission have said they back the proposal, but that's not enough to send it on to Congress for a vote. And one of the loudest objections has come from the left. Let's take the temperature there. Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky is a liberal Democrat from Illinois on the Deficit Commission, an opponent of the recommendations. We asked her about Commission Co-Chair Alan Simpson's comments yesterday that his opponents are denizens of darkness.
Oh, actually, Alan and I have become friends, although we disagree very much on the proposal that he and Erskine Bowles have offered to reduce the deficit and the debt.
What don't you like?
I think it takes too much out of the hide of middle and low-income people. It cuts Social Security benefits. It makes Medicare patients pay more out of pocket, even though they already pay 30% of their income out of pocket for health care. And I think that we don't need to do that. I offered my own proposal that reaches budget balance without taking it out of the hide of the people who had nothing to do with causing the deficit.
Well, we want to hear your proposal, but more of the commission's proposal. The retirement age would slowly go up to 69 over many years. I believe it also has some loopholes, though, for those who are unable to work. It does cut back on Medicare payments, eliminate some tax breaks, doubles the gas tax, freezes government pay, cuts military spending, eliminates earmarks. In other words, it's very across the board. Isn't it true that it takes a little out of everybody's hide?
Well, the problem is when we talk about equal sacrifice, not everybody starts at the same place. For the last two decades, really, middle America hasn't seen their income grow. And in fact, many people have seen a decline in their actual take-home income. And certainly for poor people, they've been suffering through this recession. And so what we've seen is a transfer of wealth to the richest of Americans. We're at a point in our economy right now that the disparity between rich and poor and middle class has never been greater since 1928. So we talk about, well, everybody's got to pay, but a lot of people have been paying, and a lot of people haven't.
Tell us more about your plan. It would eliminate the Social Security payroll tax cap for employers. Explain that.
Well, in order to make Social Security solvent for the next 75 years, starting in 2037, we're going to have to find some more money. Right now, people only pay into the Social Security Trust Fund up until, you know, a certain income.
I believe it's $105,000.
It's about $106,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This would raise the amount that individuals pay, and it would take the cap off the amount that employers pay for their higher-income employees.
Doesn't the National Commission, the Simpson-Erskine-Bowles plan, do that same thing?
It does raise the amount that is paid into the Social Security Trust Fund, but then I also lift the cap on the employer side, and I say people who make above that amount of money, which would be about $180,000, they're going to pay a legacy tax, a surtax, into the Social Security Trust Fund.
So you're asking employers and people who make over a certain amount, $180,000, to pay a little more.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, you know, what do you say to the people who say, wait a second, you make my employer pay more, he's going to let me go?
Well, actually, these are the upper-income employees. These are not the employees that we think that are going to be going. You know, he might want to lower their salary a bit to make up his 6% of the employer tax. We can achieve budget balance. We can reduce the debt, but we don't have to do it out of people who make about $18,000 a year. That's the average for people over 65 years old. That includes everything, their pension, their savings, their investments, and their Social Security. Not a lot of money.
Well, but we hear there's a lot of arm twisting going on this week in Washington. The White House is eager to make a deal with Republicans to sign off on tax breaks for the very wealthy in order to get things like unemployment insurance. Is anybody trying to twist your arm to say, look, we got to get along here?
Well, I don't know what the bargaining is going on right now, but I'll tell you, extending unemployment insurance for the 2 million Americans who lost it is not only good for them, for those individuals, but it's really good for the economy. And how the heck are they going to go out and buy even a small gift for Christmas if they don't have any money in their pockets?
Well, the Congressional Budget Office and the Labor Department agree with you. They say that every dollar in jobless benefits, and we talked about this week, every dollar that goes to a recipient, almost $2 comes back into the economy because they have no money, so they have to spend money for things that they need. But why couldn't Democrats make this case?
Well, I think we certainly are pushing to make the case, and the case would be, therefore, that why are we giving tax breaks to those who make over $250,000 who are much less likely to go out and spend that money and have it circulate through the economy? I'm going to fight hard not to give those top-level tax breaks. We can't afford it. $700 billion, you know, I don't see why we should be doing it when we are worried about the debt and the deficit. I want the president to be a really strong negotiator, because out in the country, people do not think that the wealthiest should get another tax break. They do think that unemployment should be extended. And right now, the Republicans are holding that hostage.
That seems to be true. Polls seem to show what you just said. So why are Democrats having a compromise?
Well, I don't know that we will. We'll see what the deal is that the White House makes. But I think we have to be better poker players. We have the White House. We have the Senate. We're going to have to be tough negotiators, and not just for the sake of it, but to stand up for the people that really depend on government and haven't been getting the breaks that they need.
Congresswoman Schakowsky, thanks so much.
It's been a pleasure, Robin. Thank you very much.
Jan Schakowsky, Democrat from Illinois, on the tax cuts, but she's also a member of the Deficit Committee and says she will vote no on its proposal tomorrow.